Last time we began discussing the status of the Cholosh Eimba Sakana and the multiple days of Rishonim reflected in the Mechaber in Sifya Zion. And we ended off by noting the comment of the Ramah in the end of Sif Zion that sometimes a Katan can have the status of a Cholosh Eimba Sakana. In the specific instance that the Ramah references based on Rishonim, we're talking about where the food that he normally would consume is unavailable, and then there could be allowance for having the food prepared, ayde akum, where his ability to function would be hampered by not having access to the food. We noted that there's a famous Jew of Dayan Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak, Chelak Aleph Simen Ayin Ches, Chelak Aleph Simen Ayin Ches, in which he shells tzu Hilchas Yom Kippur with this din, that just like we find a cutoff age of 9 years old when it comes to Yom Kippur, that a child under the age of 9 is not allowed to fast even a time of Shos, that should be relevant in these halachas as well in determining the age at which a katan may be considered a cholosh eimba sakana. We noted that Rosh Hashanah, other achronim, take issue with this age of the Minchas Yitzchak in the comparison, and the general consensus of poskim is that, although it is true that Shmir Shabbos does quote in the text of Shmir Shabbos this 9-year figure, Shmir Shabbos Hilchasa Perek Lamed Zayin Sif Beis, Perek Lamed Zayin Sif Beis. Most contemporary poskim assume that everything is really case-specific based on the needs and the proclivities of the katan in question. Even the Chazon Ish, who in the Chazon Ish in Siman Nun Tes Os Gimel Os Dalet, Nun Tes Os Gimel Os Dalet, does throw out an age of 2 or 3 years. As Rabbi Carr points out in his Sefer, even the Chazon Ish's context there is limited to Stam Tinok Mesukan Esel Cholov. We're talking about there, the Chazon Ish's specific context is that a baby is potentially in a dangerous situation if he doesn't have the type of milk that he's accustomed to consuming. So when it comes to milk, so then the age at which a katan would typically be able to be satisfied with other foods is, let's say, around 2 years old. But when it comes to other matters of choli, it's really case-specific based on the needs of the katan and his ability to function under whatever compromising circumstances he may find himself. Okay.
Does Stam Katan in the Ramah or Shulchan Aruch have any specific time? Ever is always up?
I don't think so. Different time. There are different contexts and different ages depending on the context. In chinuch itself, there are different, potentially different ages for different aspects of chinuch. So I don't think the term itself has any broad definition. Okay. The Mishnayos in the end of Perek Shmona Shoratzim and Masechet Shabbos discuss the fact that there is a gezeira midrabanan against taking medicine on Shabbos.
Is this a new topic?
This is a new subtopic.
Okay, we're going to call Shabbos, okay?
Well, this is the, we'll be talking about medicine as the bridge between a cholosh eimba sakana and what's called mechash v'alma. This will lead us into the next category. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, for example, in Daf Kafir Aleph, in Masechet Shabbos, has a choshesh b'shinav lo yigameh behenes hachometz, av ametam velhu kedarka. Choshesh b'masnav lo yasuch yayin v'chometz, av al sach et hashemen, v'chulei. That's one of the later Mishnayos in the Perek. You have this in the earlier Mishnayos as well. Different variations on the fact that there is a iser to take medicine on Shabbos. What is the nature of this iser? So Rashi, in a number of places, explains. For example, if you take a look on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Dibra Maskel Gezeira, Nun Gimel Amud Beis in Maseches Shabbos, Dibra Maskel Gezeira. The Gemara says here that the reason for the Isser of medicine is Gzeira mishum shchika samamayim, that you may come to grind up herbs, which would be a violation of tochein. And that's why Chazal goes there against the use of medicine on Shabbos. So Rashi here explains, Tiber maskel gzeira mishum shchika samamayim dafnin gimel amud beis, the midi de refua gazer rabbanon. So the rabbanon goes there when it comes to matters of medicine. The isharis shem refua asi lemishri shchika samamanim. That if you were to allow refua, if you were to allow taking medicine or doing things for medicinal purposes on Shabbos, asi lemishri shchika samamanim, you may come to grind the ingredients for the medicine. Hu yisura daraisa dahavei tochei. Okay, so why do we have this specific concern when it comes to medicine? So the Rashi explains in this sugya here, Adaf Gimel Mibes, this is the Rashi in Perek Hei Simen Gimel, The Gemara here has a machlokas as to whether the Gezeira of Refuah B'Shabbos, Atu Shkika Samamanim, applies to animals as well as to people, or is it limited to people and not to animals? Can you give animals medicine on Shabbos? So that's a machlokas here in the Gemara. And we paskin, like Rabbi Yoshia, that there is a chilak between humans and animals. The gzeira of shchika samamanim only applies to humans and does not apply to animals. So Rush comments, the reason we pass in like Rabbi Yoshia is, or the rationale behind Shitas of Yoshia, according to whom we pass in, is De'ein adam boho kolkach al refuas behemto kulei hai. That a person is not as unsettled when it comes to healing his animal. D'nechosh b'shchika sabamanim. So that sounds like the reason that in general rechoshesh for shchika samamanim when it comes to refuah is that people are not necessarily in the common state of mind when there is a medical issue at stake. And because just like we find a similar concept that the person is bald when it comes to deleika, so in Parakol Kisvi the ability to save certain things from a fire is limited because of the concern that if we give too much license on Shabbos you may come to extinguish the fire, perform other malachos, because people are baho, people are not in a calm state of mind when it comes to a fire. So here also, people are not in their calm state of mind, are not necessarily thinking as rationally when it comes to the needs of a chola, or someone who is sick, a refuah issue. So therefore, Chazal goes there, you're not allowed to be osik in refuah on Shabbos because of gzeira atu shika samamanim, since people are not in such a calm state of mind, they may more easily forget themselves and come to violate a malacha deraisa for the needs of the medicine at hand.
That's for the reason of the gzeira in general?
That's the reason that they were gozer b'chlal, right? Why is there a gzeira of refuah because of shika samamanim? What's the underlying concern? Why should we associate step one with step two? Why should we be concerned that just because you're going to allow him to take medicine, he's going to come and grind up the herbs? Because people are bahol when it comes to inyani refuah. That's what the Rush says. It's implied in the Rush. The Rush says that to explain why the gzera doesn't apply to behemoths. But you see in Achronim, in different contexts, they quote this notion to explain details in Hilchos Refuah, or when there may be exceptions to this rule. You look, for example, in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Pei Vav, the Shulchan Aruch has a din here in Sif Kav Zayin. The makish in its rapa knows in a laritia she'ena elokim mishamer. If you have a wound that already healed, then in general, the iser of refuah on Shabbos would extend to not applying a bandage or a medicine bandage to a wound. But if the wound is already healed, then that gzeira doesn't apply. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkata on Pei Vav. The reason that we're makel to allow you to apply this bandage to a wound that's already healed is because we're not as concerned that you may come to shrika samamanim since you are not bahul as the wound has already healed. So that's an instance, quoting the Magen Avraham, that's an instance of the notion that the reason for the zera shrika samamanim is because adam bahul v'inyanei refuah. Okay. Yeah. Judah.
So that's the Rosh's rationale for why it's okay for an animal. We're not as we wouldn't be as bahul in their needs, so we wouldn't be over on token. Whereas with human beings, we'd be more concerned.
Right. The reason the Xayir was not extended to animals is because people are not bahul when it comes to animals. Correct. Okay. So what kind of chola, or where does this Xayra of refuah b'shabbos apply? So it definitely doesn't apply to a cholish yeshbo sakana, as we discussed earlier. A cholish yeshbo sakana you can be mechal Shabbos for. And we'll see in a few moments, it likely doesn't apply to a cholish einbo sakana. So where does it apply? So if you look in the Ramban in the Taras Adam, Shar HaMechush. Again, we noted in the past that the Ramban's Chibur on Avelus, the Taras Adam, begins with a few pages about Inyani Refuah, which are quoted multiple times, La Lacha, in Simon Shin Kaches. So the Ramban there in Shar HaMechush, I think it's page above in the Masada of Kook edition. And you have the same notion in other Rishonim also. The Beis Yosef, in the very beginning of Simon Shin Kaches, quotes multiple Rishonim who say this. And if you want to look at the Chidushei HaRashba and Shabbos, Beis Yosef quotes the Chuvas HaRashba, not the Chidushei HaRashba. But it's in the Chidushei Rashba as well. Chidushei Rashba and Daf Kuf Kaftes Amud Aleph, that's the Yoledes of Yah. Kuf Kaftes Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskel Amr Leh, in the middle of the paragraph beginning of Ahabe Yodeya. So again, Kuf Kaftes Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskel Amr Leh, in the middle of the paragraph beginning of Ahabe Yodeya. So the Ramban and the Rashba have the following. I'm just reading you the line from the Ramban himself in the Taras Adam. So the Ramban previously is talking about under what circumstances are we matri surei de Rabbanan. So we discussed last time that a chola she ein bo sakana, you can definitely do malacha ayde akum, maybe you can do malacha ayde shinoi. Then the Ramban says, aval mechush she ein bo choli, but a ailment that doesn't have sickness, the ein adam chola mimenu, a person's not sick from it, Ella mischazek v'holech kabari bashuk, but he has enough strength. He can strengthen himself and go walk out in the marketplace like a healthy person. So he has some kind of minimal ailment. He has a mechush, but it doesn't leave him bedridden. He's able to walk in the street. V'zeh lo itiru shvus klal afil ayde gai. So by this person who has a mechush ba'alma, who's mischazek v'holech kabari bashuk, so there's no allowance to perform an issa derabbanan on his behalf, even ayidei goy. V'lo od ella devarim she'ein behem mishum malacha v'lo klum ba'olam gazim mishum tzinka samamadim. So not only do we not have the kulas of amir la'akim or shvus for this mechush v'alma, but we even pile on an additional chumrah. We have the Gzeira Derabbanan Mishum Shchika Samimanim, and for that reason, he's not allowed to take medicine. Min HaTorah, there'd be no reason that a person who has a Mechush Ba'alma, minor ailment, who's not bedridden, couldn't take medicine, but there's a Gzeira Derabbanan Mishum Shchika Samimanim that prohibits him from taking medicine. In that Lashon of Mischazik V'holech Kibari Bashuk, as the definition of this lower category of illness, is reflected in Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Lamed Zayin. Lashon HaMechaber, Se'if Lamed Zayin, Kol Ochlim U'mashkim Shehei Machal Briyim Mutter L'Ochlan V'Lishtos and Afabi Shehem Kashim U'Ksas Briyim. So we'll talk about this probably next time, that if you have something that is a healthy person's food, so anyone's allowed to eat that, even though you're doing it for medicinal purposes. The kol she'eino machal u'mashke briyim asir la'achal u'lishtos u'lerfuah. But if it's not something that's a machal rim, if it's not normally eaten by healthy people, then you're not allowed to eat or drink it for medicinal purposes. V'dafka misha yeshlo mechush ba'alma v'hu mischazik v'holo kibari. Where does this issur apply? Where does the issur of refuah on Shabbos apply? It doesn't apply to chol sheyesh ba'sakana. It doesn't apply to a chol sheim ba'sakana. It applies to someone who has a mechush ba'alma, someone who has a ailment, v'hu mischazik v'holo kibari, but he's able to strengthen himself enough to walk around like a healthy person. But if he doesn't have any illness, he's totally healthy, then you're allowed to take medicine that we'll have to discuss probably next time as well. Another Ramah is, so we'll have to talk about what the Ramah is adding there as well. Michael.
We got my question.
Avi.
So according to the definition used by Shulchan Aruch, are we talking about someone who is physically incapacitated or who could be able to be holich in the shuk, but just it's a little uncomfortable?
Right.
So do we apply the same definition based on the physical on the physical health, or do we include psychological health in that as well? I mean, if physically they're able to, they're fully ambulatory, but for psychological reasons they don't take the medication, they're not going to be able to, unless they're taking some for anxiety, they're not going to be able to walk in the shuk.
Okay, so two things. Number one, we'll talk a little bit later about someone who currently is in a perfectly healthy state, but if he doesn't take medicine, will be in a state of a cholish emo sakana. Can he take medicine? I think that's the thrust of your question. We'll talk about that. And the second part of your question implicitly is whether mental illness is the same in physical illness in the context of Hilcha Shabbos. So generally speaking, yes, because mental illness will have physical ramifications as well, but we may talk about some more detail as we go on. Sammy.
Is a good example of this like a headache?
The good example is a headache. So a person has, not talking about a migraine, but a person has a mild headache, and he basically functions normally. And during the week, he probably takes an Advil or a Tylenol for the headache, but on Shabbos, if he's able to function normally, he doesn't need to lay down because of severe pain, would not be able to take medicine. Yes.
But if he feels it's going to get worse,
that... We'll talk about that a little bit later. Okay. Fine, so that's the formulation of Shulchan Aruch of someone who has mechush ba'alma holich mischazek kibari, so he is not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. There's no difference between a food item that is not a machal bria. It's if a person's sick and he wants to have chicken soup because he thinks that'll make him better. So since healthy people also have chicken soup, it's not something that's a medicine per se, even if he thinks that it's going to make him better. So that's machal bria, and that would be mutter for a sick person to have. But if it's something which is normally only consumed for medicinal purposes, or something that's not usually eaten as a normal food by normal healthy people, then that would be usher.
But it's still a food. What would be an example?
Different types of grasses or herbs that aren't normally eaten by healthy people. You know, some of those you have some examples of that here in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, the specific examples probably don't mean too much to us, but that's the principle. Okay. So the Magen Mishnah comments in Parakaf Aleph Halacha Kaf Aleph. That Kol Adina Ma'elu Hein Bebari She'ena Nofel Mishkav. So the Rambam here has the various halachas of the Yisr Fu and Shabbos, and the Mishnah says this only applies to someone who's not Nofel Mishkav, to someone who is walking around like a healthy person, just has some kind of ailment, but not to a Chola She'ein Bo Sakan. And that's what the Beis Yosef quotes here in Se'if Lamed Zayin.
If someone who has a mechush ba'almi, but it's not no filim. That's differentiated. That's the differential.
Someone who has a mechush ba'amav is not nofel lemishkav is also to take medicine, correct?
Once you're nofel lemishkav, not called a mechush ba'amav.
Right, that seems to be part of the Ramban's formulation, right? That if you're nofel lemishkav, so that's more than a mechush ba'amav. That's a simon that is more than a mechush ba'amav. Now, the Ramban modifies mechush ba'amav by the formulation of holech mischazik kibar. Now, there is a taz here in Sivkot and Cafe, which I should have told you to look at. I apologize, but you can look at it now. Simon Shin Kafes. Sivkot and Cafe. So the Ramah that we just mentioned in the end of Se'if Lamed Zayin writes, V'chein in Nafal L'mishkav Shari, that if you have a chola who is sick in bed, then he's allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Now, it's presumably the Ramah is not arguing on the Mechaber. It's clear in the Beis Yosef that the Mechaber would agree with that psak as well. So the Taz raises the following question on the Ramah. She addresses the question on the Beis Yosef as well. Take a look at the Taz that we have in front of you. V'cheinam nafal l'mishkav shari. Hagazu tamur. The Beis Yosef kasa v'zal aval im hayachol l'shein basakana hari amru shetzrachav nasim ayidei akum. So go back to Sif Yudzayin. What are we passing in the Sif Yudzayin? That by achol l'shein basakana you're allowed to do malacha ayidei akum. Umashma, the ochel ochlin hamirapin, v'loch hashin hashem yitzchak samamanim, kevin shalaviti ulasa as maisa refu ayidei shal, afil ayidei chol atzma. So the Taz assumes based on the citation of the Beis Yosef that when we pass it in Se'if Yud Zayin, that be'achol she'im sakana, you're allowed to do malach ayidei akum, that applies to medicine as well. That a Jew would not be allowed to take medicine on his own, even if he's a chol she'im sakana, he'd have to have the non-Jew feed him the medicine. V'nei Ramah, posik galok avasei al ayidei Yisrael kashari. Here the Ramah saying that the Jew can take medicine on his own, he doesn't have to be fed by a non-Jew. V'divei shneim t'mur. So he doesn't understand the Mechaber or the Ramah. So the kasha in the Ramah is obvious that in Sif Yud Zayin we say you're only allowed to treat a cholish eima sakana ayidei akum, and here we're allowing the Ramah is allowing the Yisrael to take medicine on his own. That's kasha in the Ramah. The afil al beis yosef dematir ayidei akum kasha. And even the Beis Yosef, who seems to say that you have to take Ayidei Akum, the Adkan lo shari v'ayidei Akum el kishena Yisrael osa shemaisa. V'afil misayer aser im lo b'siyu kal. Ma she'en kein she'akum mechen amachal Yisrael ochlo zela misayer nikri. El hu osa ikra maisa v'lisir v'akum v'pshitad aser. And even the Beis Yosef, right, I misformulated the Beis Yosef a moment ago, even the Beis Yosef only says that the Jew shouldn't prepare the medicine on his own, he should have the non-Jew prepare it for him, but he allows the Jew to take the medicine himself. As long as the non-Jew prepares the medicine, obviously a Jew couldn't prepare the medicine by doing shkikas amun. But in theory, we should have allowed him to prepare the medicine in a permissible fashion if he's only violating the shvus of refuah. So the Beis Yosef says, have the guy prepare the medicine and the Jew should eat it, but even there, what's the allowance for the Jew to eat it? Isn't that a violation of this din d'rabbanan for Fuan Shabbos? V'chein pirish marichami zal d'asir v'chol ha'shem ha'sakana v'chein erkin. The Bach paskins, and the Taz paskins like his father-in-law, the Bach, that a chol ha'shem ha'sakana is not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos.
Could you just repeat what the kasha
of the Taz and the Beis Yosef? The kasha of the Taz and the Beis Yosef is even the Beis Yosef who restricts taking medicine when it comes to cholesh eba sakana, only restricts the preparation of the medicine. But he allows the Jew to take it himself. Why? That's a violation of the Xerif of Fuat or Shika Samamanim.
And on the Ramah, it's even more strong because he's saying it seems that he's saying you can take it out right in that one place.
Right. So the Mishnah Berurah has the following resolution to the Taz's Kasha. The Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkat and Kuf Kaf Aleph. Umistimas Nirva Yarama Mashma She'ein Tzarech Afilu She'einu Yehudi Moshilo. So the Ramah sounds like there's no restriction whatsoever on the ability of a Chola She'ein Bo Sakana, or the permission for a Chola She'ein Bo Sakana to take medicine on Shabbos. He doesn't need to have the non-Jew feed him or extend it to him. Alamoter Lo Likach L'Asmo. He's allowed to take it on his own. Aye, what about the Tazas Kasha? Isn't that again Sif Yud Zayin, where you're not allowed to do any more than a malach ayde akum for a cholish eba sakana? So the alpha gav the peskin ala elvis if you zayin kidei a gimel the shvus yesh ba maisa asu ayde yisrael vena mudra kiyam ayde shinoi sarach lomar the shani hasam shemayu be malachas de rabbanan. That's talking about an actual malacha. Oh, but dvarim shemetzi kei malacha, something that looks like a malacha. Avahacha de ema mishem svach malacha. Here there's no malacha involved, not even a malacha de rabbana in taking medicine. Dalabari mutter, the act of taking medicine is not itself a prohibited action. After all, there are certain classes of people who are mutter to take medicine without restriction. Veraklam ishi yesh lamechosh, gozim mishem shkika samimanim, v'chola gabur lo gazru. It's only a gzeira de rabbana, and the gzeira de rabbana was never extended to a chola she'ein bo sakana. So Sif Yud Zayin, in Rav Shechter's terminology, Sif Yud Zayin is talking about Malachos Derabbanan. So when it comes to Chola She'ein Bo Sakana, you're only allowed to perform a Malacha Derabbanan Ayidei Goy. You can't perform a Malacha Derabbanan yourself. But here, Sif Lamed Zayin is talking about a Gzeira Derabbanan. When it comes to a Gzeira Derabbanan was relaxed for a Chola She'ein Bo Sakana, or was never applied to Chola She'ein Bo Sakana, and therefore a Chola She'ein Bo Sakana is allowed to take medicine on Shabbos on his own, without restriction. Michael.
According to this Mishnah Berurah, then, tell me that, nowadays, all medicine is created before, we don't create our own medicine. Does that mean that no matter what scenario in these days that you would be allowed to take the medicine because you're not doing a malacha, or no malacha is being done on your behalf even?
So if you were to ask me that question based on the Gemara, I would answer it, but I don't say what you see in the Mishnah Berurah.
Mishnah Berurah is saying that the only iser was to create the, was to actually make the medicine.
That's not what Mishnah Berurah is saying.
And what he was saying?
No, Mishnah Berurah is saying that the nature of refuah b'Shabbos is only a gzeira d'rabbanan, not a malacha d'rabbanan. The gzeira atu shika samamanim, and that gzeira was never formulated for a chol hashem b'sakana. Now, you're asking a valid question, which we'll address in a minute. But it's not a question on the Mishnah Berurah. Good. Okay, so Rav Shechter mentions, yeah.
Does that, what you're saying, downgrade in a certain way the whole is problem?
So we'll talk about that now. Okay. So Rav Shechter mentions, he has this is printed in Nefesh HaRav on page Kuf Ayin Gimel. Nefesh HaRav Kuf Ayin Gimel, that many years ago there was a certain a rabbi who was somehow affiliated with this institution who wrote an article or said that he was matir to his Baal Batim that they're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos without restriction, because the whole reason that medicine is usher on Shabbos is because of Xeri Mishum Shikha Samadim, and nowadays no one grinds medicines anymore, so the whole Xeri shouldn't apply. And he based himself on a Tosfos in Beitza. What Tosfos in Beitza? So this is what you should have been learning this year if you weren't in this section of the Kolo. That the Gemara in Beitza and the Achlam and Aleph has the din of Ein Betapchin ve'Ein Meraktin b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to clap and to dance and to do that kind of stuff on Shabbos. Why? The Rashi there explains, Lamed Amud Aleph, Eight Metafkin, Zera Mishema Yisakin Kleshir. That if we allow you to clap and dance, then you may come to fix your musical instruments or to fix up a musical instrument on Shabbos, and that's why there's a Zera against Metafkin Umirakdin. And Tosfos here comments, Lamed Amud Aleph in Beitza Dibra Maskil Tanan. And nowadays, there's no Isser on Shabbos of Metafkin Umirakdin because we are no longer Bikian Lasos Klishir. That we don't know how to make musical instruments anymore. If you want a piano, you have to go to the store, you can't make it yourself. And therefore, the reason for the Xera doesn't apply, and the Xera no longer applies either. So Rav Schechter says that when the Rav heard about this, he was very upset. He said, Allah, we showed him about a mistara, we have enough trouble understanding Tosos, why Tosos says that what Tosos means, but to extend it beyond Tosos is unacceptable. So the Rav's comments notwithstanding, there were other people of more prominence in the halachic world beyond whatever anonymous rabbi Rav Schechter is referring to, who did at least make some such similar suggestions. So the truth is, this comment of Tosfos that we have difficulty understanding is reflected in Shulchan Aruch. Because the Ramah in Simen Shin Lamites Se'if Gimel quotes this opinion in Tosfos at least as a Libud Skos on what he represents as the Minhag Olam to be Mako when it comes to dancing and clapping on Shabbos. The Ramah in Simen Shin Lamites Se'if Gimel. The Ramah says, how is it that nowadays people clap and dance and no one's mocha? So first he says, Mutav Shiyu Shogin, they're wrong, but they're not going to listen anyway. And then he says, V'yesh Omrim, that they're assuming like Tosos. I'm sorry?
The Ramah's not extending to another halakha.
No, correct, but I'm just pointing out, first, that which Tosos says in Beitza is reflected in halakha Ramah, so it's not in that context, it's not an absolute shita d'chuya. And this is this question of whether you could apply this Tosfos, the Shita Samamanim, is raised by Rav Chayna in the Ksos HaShochan in Simen Kuf Lamed Daled Page Yotes. Ksos HaShochan, Simen Kuf Lamed Daled Page Yotes. Part of this is quoted by Rav Avadya in the Chazon Avadya Chela Gimel Page Shin Nun Tes. Chazon Avadya Chela Gimel Page Shin Nun Tes. So Rav Chayna raises the question. He has it back and forth. Maybe nowadays there should be more room to be mako about taking medicine on Shabbos, not to absolutely eliminate or totally eliminate the Xera, but he raises the question, maybe there should be more room to be mako b'zman hazeh, since we don't have any expertise in Shkika Samamana. We don't grind medicines in our own homes. So he raises that question. And then he says, well, on the other hand, number one, we don't necessarily have license to be mako beyond what the Rishonim say. So it's true that Tosos has such a suggestion in the context of Ein Metapkin Bein Meraktin, but if you don't find such a suggestion for Shkika Samamanim in other Rishonim, then you have no right to extend it beyond Tosos' context. That's his first point. And then he says, we don't necessarily know for sure that even though the Gemara does present Shkika Samamanim as the reason for the Gzera, we don't necessarily know for sure that that is a be-all and end-all of the Gzera. Maybe Chazal had other considerations in mind as well when they were Gozer Refua on Shabbos. And then he raises the question as to whether this would be, we'd have to deal with Davar Sheva Minyan, Sarach Minyan, Acher La'atiro, that you don't have the right to abrogate a Gzeira de Rabbanon, even if the reason no longer applies. And then maybe we should be choshesh, even though we don't know how to make medicine, but maybe some people do know how to make medicines and grind things up. They're called pharmacists. Maybe we should be choshesh that there are places in the world where people still do this. So again, number one, you have no right to be mekel beyond whether we shan or mekel. Number two, maybe shika someone is not the only reason. Number three, maybe it's a davar shevim inyan. And number four, maybe you have to be concerned about places where people still engage in Shchikas Samim Anu Mitzakin Yisrael. But at the end of the day, he still writes that maybe you can use this as a sniff to be more makel under certain circumstances where there are other factors at play. So,
could you just, like, the Magen Avraham mentioned before about Kol Shem Srapa? He was saying that the reason that they apply in that case is because you're not
involved. So that's a step. That's a separate move. And there he's saying that there's no choli, there's no zeruv v'fu was only stated where there's an actual wound, an actual choli now. And he expresses that in terms of the bahul factor. But that's like a step transposed beyond what we're discussing here. Right.
Cool.
Avi.
So, in context of this Hashulchan's position, let's say for example where the shaila comes from someone who's elderly, and in many cases if elderly people have trouble swallowing, it's common practice in nursing homes to crush the pills up and put in applesauce. So wouldn't that move it back to being a daraisa? Meaning taking away the chashash that maybe we don't do it bisman hazeh, if it's not the act of making the medication that we should be considering, but rather we should be considering about the act of consuming the medication.
Well, crushing a pill would not be enough of the right, so.
Oh, because there's the only components where it's crushed.
And it's not food. If anything, if you crush it and before Shabbos, that makes things better. And
isn't Shabbos comes like the Shabbos on Shabbos?
We're talking, you know, we're never discussing, you know, actually being shochek samanim. That's never the discussion. The discussion is the exeir refuah, which is made unto shchika samanim. The presentation here is that maybe if, generally speaking, people aren't shochek samanim nowadays, is there more reason to be makel. That's what the Tzelsa Shochan raises. Good. Rav Avadia quotes the Deborah Tziner, which I didn't have a chance to see inside. Deborah Tziner, Ber Moshe, Simon Lama Gimel, Chelak Alef Simon Lama Gimel, who seems, is quoted as being matir, taking aspirin even for a mechush ba'alma. And he apparently quotes that was the position of Yonasan Schleif as well. Now, Rav Avadia does entertain, or does invoke this approach, at least as a sniff, together with other factors where you're already dealing with the machlokas about whether medicine would be permitted under certain circumstances, so he's willing to throw this in as a sniff. And most posts can assume, this is the generally accepted psak, that the Yisra Refuah applies nowadays with as much strength as it used to. So Paskins, for example, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek Lamedal, it's if Gimel, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa Perek Lamedal Sif Gimel, and he quotes in the footnote there the same from Reb Shlomo Zalman. Now, in that footnote, he references that Reb Shlomo Zalman argued with a suggestion of the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer is Chelek Ches Simen Tesvav Perek Tesvav. Chelek Ches Simen Tesvav Perek Tesvav. So the Tzitz Eliezer there presents as a machlokas Rashi Rambam whether the whole gzeira of refuah on Shabbos was only stated when it comes to the type of a medicine that could be subject to shchika samamanim, or was it stated to any medicinal treatment, even if it has nothing to do with, or there's no way in the world that would lead to shchika samamanim. So we generally assume, and there are pretty explicit examples in the Gemara inside of reflected in Shulchan Aruch, that it doesn't only apply to the types of medicine that would be ground up. And that since Eliezer attributes that to Rashi and Daftim Gimel Amud Beis, the Rashi that we quoted before, B'midi di refua gazi rabbanan, di sharis shim refua, asi lemishri shika samamanim, v'hu yisiru deraisa. If we allow any refua, so any refua sounds like any refua, even a refua that itself wouldn't lead to shrika samamanim, because in general, if we allow refuas, then people may come to get confused and allow shrikas samamanim. But he points out that there's a mashmelas in the Rambam not that way, even though the Rambam would have to get out of other Gemaras, which the Tzitz Eliezer works on. But he points out the Rambam in Parakaf Aleph, Halacha Lamid Aleph, so the Rambam here describes certain activities or certain medical treatments that don't involve the taking of medicine. So for example, applying pressure on the stomach of a baby in order to solve GI issues, or certain massages or pressure applied to the body to set certain things back in function and capacity. And the Rambam there ends in Halacha Lamed Aleph, Shekol Elu L'chayote Behen Ein Osin Osan B'Samanin Kidei Lachosh L'Shtika. These are not things that would be done with medicines. V'yesh Lo Tzar Mehen, and there is Tzar involved. So he thinks that line of Kol Elu Chayotzi Behen Einos Enosan B'Samanin implies that we're not as concerned about refua by non-medicine issues. Although it's also modified by Yesh Lo Tzar Mehen, which would be theoretically a reason to allow it even if there was medicine involved. So based on this Rambam, he thinks maybe there is a position that limits the application of the Zeir of Refuah to non-medicine treatments. Again, there are difficulties with that approach, but he suggests along these lines that maybe there's more room to be made with Bisman Azeh when there's no active Shrikas Samamanim. So that suggestion, which is not, the conclusion doesn't lead to a broad abandonment of this did either, even the Tzitz Eliezer, but Rosh Shlomo Zalman is quoted as disputing this analysis of the Tzitz Eliezer.
So the Rambam is answering these non-medicinal treatments, isn't he?
No, these are things that are mutter. Mutter l'chapos some of these are also some are mutter. Mutter l'chapos kos. You can take a look at the Tzitz Eliezer's analysis there. It's not so clear. Okay. So Shmir Shabbos Paskins, Perek Lamed Aleph Siftes Zayin, that if a person at the moment is in a moderate amount of pain, but the kind of pain that we would classify him as a mechush ba'alma, who is holich u'mischatik kibari, but he has a legitimate concern that if he's not going to, based on his knowledge of his body and previous history, he has a legitimate concern that if he's not going to take medicine now, the condition is going to worsen, and he's going to become a chola she'ein bo sakana. So let's say a person has a tendency towards migraines. So at the moment, he has a mild headache. The mild headache doesn't leave him bedridden. He's just but he knows, based on previous history, that if he doesn't take something for the headache now, it's going to develop into a migraine. So Rishon Zalman Paskins, in that case, you're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Because it's not just if you're a cholish eba sakana now, but if the medicine is going to prevent you from becoming a cholish eba sakana, that would be permissible as well. And in the footnote there, Shmir Shabbos, he quotes this in the name of the Chazon Ish as well. And he points out there's a lashon of Rambam that sounds like this as well. The Rambam Perek Kaf Beis Halacha Zayin Kaf Beis Zayin. Ein Shorin Es Achilse Es Bein Beposhin Bein Mitzonein Av Asherah Sabasocha Chometz. V'im Shaseyu V'yom Chamishu V'shishi Hareitz Asherah B'Shabes Mitzonein Manicho B'chama Ad Sheyich HaMishosa Kidei Shelo Yichala Im Pasach Milishtas. So the Rambam has a formulation of Kidei Shelo Yichala Im Pasach Milishtas. You're allowed to continue this treatment that was started before Shabbos, so that you're not going to get sick if you stop the treatment. And this is relevant to the taking of antibiotics on Shabbos as well. If you have a regimen of antibiotics where if you're not going to take your dose on Shabbos, so then you could revert or get more sick or revert to a state of cholish eim sakana. So many poskim are megal to allow you to take antibiotics on Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos Tulchasa, Perek Lamed Daled Ara Ayin Vav. Perek Lamed Daled Ara Ayin Vav quotes this from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Quotes this from the Chazon Ish as well. Rabbi Karp just points out that if you could time things in a way that you avoid Shabbos, so let's say you take it before Shabbos and after Shabbos, you take your Friday dose before Shabbos and your Shabbos dose after Shabbos, so that would be preferable. But if that doesn't work out and there's a need to take it on Shabbos to avoid a relapse or avoid becoming a cholish eim sakana, so then many poskim are mekel. Rav Moshe is not so mekel. Rav Moshe in Chela Gimel Simen Nun Gimel tries hard to find a heter for this kind of a medicine taking on Shabbos, and what he comes up with that if the person is going to be so anguished at his inability to get better, or the fact that the medicine won't have his won't have the desired effect, that he's going to have a nervous breakdown, so then it would be permissible to take the medicine on Shabbos to avoid the nervous breakdown. But in Be'etzem, it sounds like Rav Moshe is reluctant to allow taking the medicine per se. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, we'll pick up with the other aspects of Siman Sif Lamed Zayin here, the status of Machal Briyim, and what's considered Machal Bari, and the taking of medicine by a non-sick person, which is relevant to the discussion of vitamins as well. I told you to look at Moshe's Tshuva on vitamins, Chela Gimel Siman Mendalad. Really the issue here is whether there's a machlokas between the Machab and the Magen Avraham. So take a look at the Magen Avraham here on Sif Lamed Zayin, Sif Kata Mem Gimel. And Ramosha's analysis, you can skip Os Gimel and Ramosha, take a look at Os Beis, Aleph Beis and Dalid, and hopefully everyone will stay safe in the snow, and I'll let you know when we'll have our next year.